Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day three of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. This week, our study is A Season of Epiphany, and our title today is Our Defender and Deliverer. Singer-songwriter Rich Mullins once wrote, "There in the Sahara winds, Jesus heard the whole world cry. For the healing that would flow from his own scars, the world was singing. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. He will never break his promise. He has written it upon the sky." Our text for today is from the 72nd Psalm, verses 1 through 7. "Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. May they fear you while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more." Like Isaiah 60, Psalm 72 is a prophecy with a double meaning that points to the coming of the Messiah. David Guzik writes, "It is possible that Solomon compiled Book 2 of Psalms," that would be Psalms 42 through 72, "and composed this psalm as a fitting conclusion for the collection of mostly David's psalms. It is a fitting conclusion because it unexpectedly does not focus upon David himself, but on the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Son of David." Now, Guzik also adds this clarification from Derek Kidner. "The New Testament nowhere quotes it as messianic, but this picture of the king and his realm is so close to the prophecies of Isaiah 11, 1 through 5, and Isaiah 60 through 62, that if those passages are messianic, so is this." Notice the repetition of the word "may" in verses 2, 4, 5, and 6. It appears that Psalm 72 is written as a prayer for these things to take place. Observe that verse 1 references a king and a son. The King of Kings is the Son of God who will judge the people with righteousness and bring justice to the poor. Psalm 72 verses 1 and 2 focus on the king and son receiving God's judgments and righteousness. Verse 3 describes the positive impact that the Messiah will have on the land. Verse 4 depicts how Christ will defend the cause of the poor, deliver the needy, and crush the oppressor. This is precisely how Jesus came as our defender and deliverer. Psalm 72, verse 5, expresses a desire for reverence and respect for God that spans generations. It declares that people will maintain their devotion and fear of God for as long as the natural order of this world persists, symbolized by the sun and moon. Overall, it's a prayer for a lasting legacy of reverence towards God. Psalm 72
verses 6 and 7 conclude with the blessings that will result from the Messiah's reign. John Phillips explains verse 6 as follows. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. What a picture! There's the field. Its grass is leveled by the scythe, the burning Palestinian sun making hay in no time of the fallen grass. But underneath are the roots of a new field. All it needs is rain. Down comes the rain to bring life anew, where just days before the sharp scythes of the reapers had plied their trade. The world will be a mowed field. The wicked will be slain, cut down like so much grass. Then the Lord will come down upon the earth in compassion and grace, renewing, revitalizing, reviving everything from shore to shore, from pole to pole. Judgment over. Compassion will be enthroned. Jesus came exactly as the psalmist foretold, with divine justice. In addition, Christ brought flourishing righteousness and abounding peace. This dual prophecy points to our Messiah, who both judges the guilty and delivers blessings to his children that never end. Some questions to consider. In what ways are you living with a healthy, reverent fear of God? What are your thoughts on the psalmist's statement that the Messiah will be like rain that falls on the mown grass? And finally, how does today's scripture encourage you to be persistent in your faith? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.